Next patient is Leonora Hornbeck. The last name is H-O-R-N-B-E-C-K. First name is L-E-O-N-O-R-A, Leonora. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 5. The patient has a serum creatinine that is oscillating between 3.5 and 3.8. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. However, the patient has a tendency to hyperkalemia, period. The hyperkalemia has been fluctuating. The patient wasn't taking the Veltassa on a daily basis, but every other day when the potassium was reported at 6.1, the patient went back on the diet and Veltassa. 8.5 grams on daily basis. The potassium is coming down to 5.5. However, we have to repeat this laboratory workup in order to make sure that there is improvement of the condition, period. The patient has an estimated GFR that is between 12 and 15 mL per minute. The amount of proteinuria is less than 500 milligrams in 24 hours. Number two, anemia that is related to chronic kidney disease that is treated at the cancer center with retacrit. Following number, the patient is complaining of significant amount of pain. This patient has been taking allopurinol for a long time, and we haven't had the opportunity to check the uric acid. Whether the uric acid is high in the presence of allopurinol, the patient might be a candidate for the administration of Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-A. Following over arterial hypertension that is under control, the blood pressure reading today is 153 over 60. Patient has edema in the lower extremity related to DVTs in the past. The patient has an inferior vena cava filter and she is anticoagulated, period. The patient has lost significant amount of weight, but the patient insists that it's pain-related, no uremic symptoms. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.